hello, hi. This is Chris Beyond. And across from me, facing me in that awkward position, is...
Oh, hi, it's Lily Von Stupp. How are you? I've missed you.
Surprise!
Welcome back to my bedroom.
We've decided, I've decided, I guess, for the both of us, and you can decide whether you want to do this or not. This will be the episode that just hails our return. Hooray, surprise! And we didn't even tell you we were coming back, except for a year ago, maybe when we told you we were coming back.
Did you miss us? This is our second attempt at coming back. That's what's really funny.
Yeah, we had some technical issues, and now we are back, though.
Technical, medical, everything. But we're back,
this
one is actually going up today as we speak, which is what, Sunday, January 3rd?
Yep.
Yeah, oh, awesome, and I got mail.
And you
didn't turn my mail off.
No worries. and we have other shows that we actually did record when we were having the technical problems, and we're going to put those up as well, over the next couple weeks. And we have lost episodes that we recorded, our amazing interview with Tempest Storm.
Yes.
Still in the wings.
Still, yes.
That one, I say bad on us for that one, because come on.
Yes, unfortunately, it was a very, very bad year, which we talked about in our faux comeback episode.
Exactly.
Which should be immediately following this episode.
Yeah, there's another episode which kind of tells you where we've been and everything, and rather than, make you go through all that again. In short...
We're back!
We're back, and... I now co-produce a show called Peep Show Menagerie.
Yay!
And you are not so married.
I'm not so married anymore.
Exactly.
Yes. Guess what? He's no longer my hero.
Not hard.
Oh, that's so funny to me. So anyway, no, we're really happy to be back. We've got some great stuff in the can already, and we've got some wonderful interviews scheduled that Chris doesn't know about yet
because
I haven't really booked them. I just lied.
Well, no, me too.
We've got some great stuff
scheduled for
coming up in the future as well. But so we just thought we'd touch base real quick before we get the first one up, talk about some of the stuff that's going on in the news currently.
Yeah, micro news. We heard some news from Bachelor Pad Magazine and the Bachelor Pad Magazine Pinup Angels. They were able to raise enough money to get 355 magazines to the troops out in all those deserty areas where
that's,
they are.
That's really awesome because it gives them something to look at while they're out there fighting for our country and defending
normally
us.
They have nothing to look at out there.
Well, it gives them something pretty to look at.
Okay,
good. You know
what I mean. Oh, sure. You're saying that the beautiful landscape they're looking at every day isn't enough
dirt and
beauty.
Titties. Oh. That's pretty much what they got. Yeah.
That sounds like dirt every...
That sounds like a great name for a burlesque show. It's the Dirt and Titties Show.
Oh, I'm surprised Peep Show hasn't done that one yet.
No doubt.
It does sound like a Roger Corman film or something from the 70s. Dirt and Titties. I don't know why I've dragged Roger Corman through that. That's not really
his very nice
territory.
Thing to do to
him. What I meant to say was Ron Howard.
There you go. That's a much better show.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Roger. He's still out there. He's still producing movies. Imagine movies with quotes around it, but that's okay.
Okay.
So,
wow.
We're half crazed because we went flyering today.
I know.
And postering.
I know. A lot of you that do this, it's like, it's a lot of work. It's a gorgeous, sunny 70-something here in L.A., and mm-hmm. we flyered yesterday, and then we finished up flyering and postering today, and I think we still have stuff left to do.
We do.
It's sad.
We have some big shows coming up here. And if you're in L.A., I'm just going to get our plugs out of the way right here real quick. You are doing your annual birthday show.
Yeah, January 11th, again, will be the Monday Night Tease Presents the parody of Laugh-In, which I'm very excited to have back, complete with our wall of jokes and our cocktail party of dances or of dancing. And, boy, we've got it all covered from the show. I don't think there's a character that hasn't been featured in that show. So I'm really happy with that. Very excited about it. We have pictures up from last year. So Monday Night Tees launched a new website. I'm very happy about that.
MondayNightTees.com, right?
Yep, MondayNightTees.com. We have a whole new website up, and we are now featuring photos from every show goes up the following week. I'm already a week behind, of course.
Wow, that's one of the things that I'm sure I annoy everyone about. I'm like, hey, why don't you have a website that does all this stuff?
Well, you know,
but then I do it too. But then I'm always behind as well.
Well, this was the thing. I went from a blog website, which a lot of you know is something that you can update on a weekly basis that shows what your next show is going to be. And it was a free site. It was hosted. It was nothing
that's
really
kind of the
big.
Norm, too.
It was a very boring, generic site. And now we have something with a little more excitement that has photo galleries. And so I have, you know, almost 3 years worth of show photos that I have to go back now and put up.
Sorry.
And that's you know, that's 52, that's 52 weeks every year because, hey, I can do math. I understand how the year works. But that's 52 shows I have to enter for each year. And, you know, you've got between 7 and 11 photos for each one. It's a full-time job keeping a website up.
Well, I wouldn't expect, like, with our show, we, like, you know, we try to get up a lot of photos. But I think people will forgive you for not having a million photos up
yeah,
for every show.
So we have to go back now and upload the last 120 shows worth of photos. So we're on that. We've got, I think, 12 weeks up now.
That's really good.
I think only 8 of them are live, but we have 12 in the back. They'll all get published this week as well. Sunday is my day of getting everything ready because our show's on Monday. So I double check everything for the following week, get it all in place. And then, of course, I work on the week that I'm currently. And then I'm also doing music for the week that's or the show that's 3 weeks out. So at any given time, I'm working on 3 weeks worth of shows.
I agree. Sunday is my day of rest too.
Yes, it's my day of rest. Sunday is my religious day. I religiously work on burlesque.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's kind of how I do it. So we've been out flyering together since we're both producers in town. We like to be able to help each other and cover different parts. And right now I'm still on crutches.
Because usually we're not wearing clothes.
So that's true.
You need two people to cover that
that's
up.
That's very, very true.
Yeah. So the other one can
post
her.
Such a dork.
Yes, I am.
Being on crutches, it's been helpful having two people going together because one is holding flyers while the other one is putting stuff up and putting up the posters and doing all that kind of stuff. And it's a lot of work to keep a show alive. I've seen a lot of them are shutting down across the country, and it's very disappointing. They went from, you know, weekly shows to monthly shows to now quarterly shows, and some of those are even... The economy's tough, and it's hard to keep these things going, and I really kudos to those of you who are still managing to pull it off on a regular basis.
We were going to raise our prices after a year, but we just kind of realized, it's probably not good right now to do that.
It's not. We did ours 8 months ago. Finally, after 2 years, we raised our prices of producing together.
But you consistently bring in 1 million people to your shows. Well, I've seen them. I counted them. 1 million people.
Again, I thank the LA burlesque community. I thank the patrons of the art in burlesque. I knock on wood every day and thank my lucky stars that we have managed to keep this show going as long as we have. It's a lot of work, but it is so much love. And I just, again, I get choked up.
LA,
I'm
going to
thank the community because people have really been supportive of the show. And it means a lot to me. We've been fortunate this last year to have so many great out-of-towners in as well.
And in case you lose your stage, I made you a whole other stage.
That's very true. I got the best Christmas present ever from you. I have my very own action figure. It's got a little action to it, doesn't
it? Yeah.
And a stage built for myself as well. So if you head over to my Facebook account, you can actually see it there. It's wonderful. Oh. I've never laughed so hard in my life.
Because I don't have enough to do with my time.
That's very true. That's very, very true.
Oh, I like doing that stuff. Real quick thing. Just always, everyone out there, just always remember, you're promoting to the outsiders out there to get into your shows. If you are having that kind of problem, just... I hate saying that the old thing about, you know, spending money to make money, but
yeah,
you kind of have to, especially now.
It's like the amount of, I mean, you have a monthly show, you still flyer weekly.
You make
sure that it's out every week to make sure that people see and it's visible and it's in front of them. And
we have a theme show, so that's why we especially have to,
absolutely.
Stay on our toes.
Absolutely.
But you do one of those months as well.
We do one theme a month, but again, just keeping our name in front of the public is the most important thing because that continues. And building up your email list and your Google group or your Yahoo group, whatever you have there. We now started Twitter. Monday Night Tees has its own Twitter account, mnts.com. Twitter.com/MNDs.
I hope you're better at it than I am.
I Twitter about once a day, that's basically the new flyers up. Hey, did you know that this person's performing? We're really pleased to have an out-of-towner with us. I try not to be invasive, but still top of mind for people because it's a weekly show. It's like I have to touch them at least every other day to remind them that, hey, if you're not doing anything this Monday, remember we're there, and here's a reason why you may want to come back if you haven't seen us in a while.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm bad at. And I'm usually good about all that kind of stuff, but there's so many things.
It's hard, you know. We're on 50-some different websites as far as having a weekly show and making sure that that's all current and when the price changes or if the flyer changes or if the way we do something changes. You know, we recently now have a $5 drink special every week. It's a different drink. I can't update 50 websites for that. So it's, you know, ask about our $5 special is now on every one of our sites.
Yeah. Oh, good tool, Yelp.
Yelp has
I might have mentioned
wonderful.
That in the other show. I'm not sure. But a lot of people steal from Yelp. They steal
yes.
all the shows. I mean,
yeah.
but in a good way, because then it gets your shows on other
yes,
websites.
Yes, it gets it published on other websites, which is really great as well.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Burlesque411 is still running strong as well.
Hooray.
Burlesque411.com. That's still a great resource for people who want to get out there and get their sites out there. Because we're very high in Google ranking. And, you know, keeping your content on there will definitely keep it in front of people who are searching for burlesque with your city name. So feel free to use that.
And I don't know. I will call it funny news. Burlesque the movie.
Yes.
More production tidbits have been coming out. Dita Von Teese put out that little famous in the community
yeah.
quote about what she call it.
Oh, God.
I know, but if you don't.
I can't remember the exact quote. Dang it.
I don't know the exact quote, but I just remember she basically, in one word, called it faux-lesque.
Faux-lesque. That's what it was. Yeah. She called it faux-lesque. I couldn't remember what it was called. How do you have burlesque without pasties and G-strings?
Yeah.
It's insane. So that was pretty funny.
Maybe their characters are wearing them
underneath their clothing?
Bras and clothing, yeah.
I don't know. Again, you know, I mean, Demi Moore going down to topless in Striptease. Striptease was just on the other day, and I caught it by accident, and I was watching it, and I was laughing. And in hindsight, it's not as horrible as I thought it was. I mean, it's really funny, and Burt Reynolds' character was so obnoxious and over the top. I actually really enjoyed it this time watching it.
He played the bear in that movie, right?
He played the Jew bear in that movie.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, that was Inglourious Basterds.
Okay.
I get those two confused. it amazed me, though, because, you know, she was really hot in that. It was really controversial at the time, but the movie was pretty harmless overall. I mean, it wasn't really about striptease. It's just she got to be topless in it. And I think her getting a boob job and being topless in that is not any more ridiculous than Christina Aguilera and Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
Neither of them wearing pasties.
Yeah.
You know, one absurdity to the other. And then you see Fergie put on how much weight to be in Nine. You haven't seen Nine yet, have you?
I haven't, no.
She does a great dance in sand that I thought was pretty fucking awesome, but she put on at least 30 pounds to do the role.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it was amazing. I was like, oh my God, I forgot Fergie was in this. And watching her, I almost forgot that was Fergie, but she looked amazing.
So she always puts on 30 pounds for everything she does?
No, it was that specific role. It was
that was my
little bigger
joke.
F you.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
It was just a bigger...
I know.
You know,
no.
So anyway. So it'll be interesting to see burlesque. I find it all humorous. I find the little press tidbits that are coming out really funny. The New York Post had her on page 6 saying something along the lines of that after watching Cher and Christina Aguilera, that Kristen Bell said she's 99% positive she's going to go lesbian. And I'm like, yes, that's it. Burlesque turns you into a lesbian. I can see it now.
That could be right underneath Monday Night Tees.
Monday Night Tees
burlesque
will turn you into a lesbian.
Exactly.
Oh, the absurdity.
Well, casting. I mean, I think all this is all out, but two people that I know, I have a lot of friends who have crushes on, Stanley Tucci and Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming, yeah.
Yeah.
Alan Cumming. So he's in my boobs. It's still one of my highlights.
But it still has Christina Aguilera and Cher. And I know a lot of you like Cher out there, and I really apologize. But
I think of all people that were cast in that film, Cher is the one that is right on target. I mean,
well,
if you looked at the old Sonny and Cher shows.
Think about, yeah.
That whole show was based in burlesque. That show was everything you could possibly imagine from any burlesque show that ran, from the comedy bits to the Bob Mackie costume she wore. I think of anybody that should be doing that movie, she's definitely the right choice. Christina Aguilera, I like as a performer. I thought, you know, the number she did in the Voulez-Vous Coucher, what the fuck? What was the movie?
Moulin Rouge. Yeah.
I thought that was definitely more burlesque than Pussycat Dolls. really is as far as burlesque goes. Don't be mad at me for saying that. That's not a slam. It's, again, I am not condemning them. I am just talking about the differences and where I think the differences are.
Now, if I called Cher bad names, like, and had no, you know, I'm just not a fan of her music. That's all. That's the only thing.
And that's fine. I mean, I still prefer Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. I prefer the really old stuff from Sonny and Cher over most of her solo work. But I do believe that, you know, she probably was one of the most qualified of all the people cast.
But she was like one third naked on a ship.
Yeah. That was, I will never forget. I can't remember who the comedian was that used to make the joke about that video. If I could turn back time, I'd date an embryo.
I guess
it was so funny to me. I'm like, really? That's good.
I guess my main concern for the film is, like, you know, because I know that Cher only speaks in that vocoder now, right? So she, for the entire film, it's going to be hard to listen to that for an hour and a half. You know, whatever that was. That's my kind of comedy.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm hoping that it will raise awareness for burlesque in a positive way. That's all I can hope for. I still think it could end up not being a great positive thing for us, but whatever.
And if you guys don't want to support us by seeing that movie, donate blood for burlesque.
Donate blood for burlesque. Oh my God, let's do that. Let's have a blood for burlesque campaign.
That's just so we can bizarre.
Things
that come out of my mouth.
I loved this. You did the televangelesque.
Oh, I did.
And you
we
raised
had two
money
people.
For a charity.
We did.
You had more than two people show up.
We had more than people. Well, we only had two people leave.
Have two people who were offended, which I don't understand how you have a half-naked girl on the poster, and it says televangelesque, a burlesque.
A fire and brimstone burlesque,
burlesque review. And people are like, oh, this is offensive. Well, yes, of course it is. And I don't think any of the numbers were very offensive at all.
Oh, you were but watching the show.
I was. I did. I watched the whole show.
The
from
Mary Magdalene
from my
number
throne.
And the well, the Jim Jones number, of course.
I'm but sorry. When you're mocking someone who killed all of his followers, how is that offensive? So
that was my point of the show. The whole show is just about more the
absurdity of
the
it.
People who are supposedly representing
but,
all these things.
No, I was really proud because here you are. You raised all this money for a charity, and sadly, you couldn't put the charity's name on your flyer. I found that so sad. It was like
they were really happy, and they knew what we were doing. But we came to that agreement last year because we know that how parents can be.
Parents will be upset because, God forbid, people should take their clothes off to raise money for children's arts. It's
because this is an inner city program for arts for children.
So it's they help with inner city arts. Is that what they do?
Yeah,
they help with inner city arts in
Skid Row. Yeah,
for kids that can't get money for art supplies.
Those are a bunch of words put together that probably mean something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's again. I think it's great, and I think it's sad that we have to do that.
Well, at the show,
at the show, you gave them a lot of PR, but again, you have to be careful, and I think
because
it's awesome.
That's the saddest thing for me. Is like, what? But these are people who get half naked on stage and they're donating money. Well, we can't take that money. That money is obviously half naked.
I know. I know. And it's not like we're dancing half naked for kids.
And it's in Skid Row.
Although we are dancing half naked for kids.
Well, yeah.
Just
not
for kids.
Just eventually.
Not in front of them. But we're dancing for them. So I guess, I don't know.
What?
But, again, I'm really proud of that. I'm happy to say that in March we're doing the fundraiser again for Chris, who is the bartender at our club.
Oh, we're
doing the fundraiser for him so that he can do the AIDS life cycle.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year I think we raised almost $1,500 for him, if I remember correctly.
Sure. And I'm going to be doing an anti-AIDS charity that same month. So we're going to kind of counter each other out.
No. Okay, again, it's the ride for AIDS is not actually to promote AIDS. It's to promote against AIDS.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so you don't have to do a fundraiser to balance ours. We're against AIDS, too.
I thought they put little canisters on the bike and they just ran.
You're awful.
Yeah, I am. No, but definitely support that. And maybe I'll do the flyer again. We'll find out. I don't know. That was a tough flyer for me last year. I remember that was... It is.
I'm working with Chris right now about that. And then, of course, in March, we're very excited.
Oh, yes. Hooray. The second year in a row, although it's the second year and a couple months off, but we did that for a very specific reason. A burlesque day at Disneyland.
So awesome. And it's sanctioned by Disney. They gave you a date.
Oh, of course it's not. But... Technically, the show's called Burlesque Land, and there's going to be, and you can get a two-show Hopper pass.
I know. I'm very excited
for
about that.
Monday Night Tees, because they were involved last year as well. And you know something about Monday Night Tees, right?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. We're going to host anybody that's in from out of town.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an all of out-of-towner.
Probably some Disney
kind of like
as well.
An Epcot.
Because I know that there are
kind of feeling where yours is Disneyland and then we're going to be the Epcot show.
Yeah, not the California Adventure so much.
Well, I didn't want to do California Adventure because we're doing all of the people from all over the world that are coming in for Burlesque Day at Disneyland.
There was a lot of San Francisco people last year.
Yeah.
But we're hoping for more. So right now,
we're very excited.
Book your tickets.
We have people from London.
Oh, that's
really
right.
Good. When is that site going to be up and running?
Soon? I already have a couple of banners up.
Okay.
It's on MySpace right now. I started a group on Facebook. Just look up Burlesque Day at Disneyland. You should be able to find it. And the dates are Thursday, March 17th, which is Peep Show Menagerie Burlesque Land. Then the actual physical day at Disneyland is March 18th, which is March 17th is a Wednesday.
March 17th is the Wednesday of your show.
Exactly. The 18th, which is a Thursday, that is the actual Burlesque Day at Disneyland. And then we're going to have a couple of weekend things because I figure we're like, well, let's do this now so we can actually keep people in town for a weekend.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a couple announcements later on that will say like, oh, here are the weekend activities. And then on the 22nd
is the Monday Night Tees, which is the second day of the Park Hopper. And the Park Hopper passes will be up soon, or the Show Hopper passes, I think is what we're going to call it. So very excited about that. A lot of fun stuff going on in LA. A lot of fun stuff going on all across the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I know that we talked about a lot of the festivals in the show that's going to be immediately following this one. But I am just pleased as punch to see so many different festivals across the country right now with deadlines open. And voting for Miss Viva Las Vegas just opened.
Oh, that's going on right now. They revamped their voting system, so it's a little nicer.
Yeah, so they've actually announced the four people who are judge picks, I believe, and then the following four will all be voted online.
Yeah, there's still some issues there. I personally could see with that, but
I have to tell you, if I'm on your email list and you send me five times a week a reminder to vote for you, I will remove you. I will say, please get me off your email list, because I think it's at that point it's spam. I think you should touch your email list from a marketing perspective once a week for voting for stuff like that.
Like your children. Wait, what?
That's true. If you touch your children more than once a week, it is inappropriate.
Exactly.
So from an email marketing standpoint, and I do have some chops in that for those of you who are like, who the fuck is she to tell me how to touch my... Seriously, there's some great PR sites out there, and they will tell you there's a difference between being a... being a wonderful marketer and being a spammer. And I can tell you, when you oversaturate your email list and your friends, you really lose goodwill. There's absolutely nothing wrong with saying, hey, vote for me, but there's definitely something wrong with every week sending something out. Same thing on Facebook and MySpace. I'm just telling you now, you know, every other day is plenty. I know you think that you need to touch all of your friends once at 8 in the morning and once at noon and once at 5. If your friends aren't online at least once a day, you're not going to get them to even go over and vote
for
you.
Most people understand if it's like, you know, okay, a couple of days to the show,
hardcore press, definitely the week before. But, you know, you've got 31 days here, and if you're banking just on your MySpace and Facebook friends, you're never going to make it into the competition anyway.
And you want people to like you.
Yes, it does. It gives you bad will when you're constantly...
Well, not even that.
People
just learned. Guys, I did take advertising classes. That's how I learned how to drop pens like this.
Awesome.
And
you know, that is a pen with advertising on it.
Oh, see, there you go.
Laugh.
No, but yeah, like you don't want people to just start ignoring you. Like the boy who cried. Let's say he cried.
The boy that cried vote
pizza.
For me.
There you go.
So
just because I want pizza.
So yeah. So yes, vote for the... Head over to the Viva Las Vegas contest. There's some incredible performers this year. I'm very happy to see so many people that have been in burlesque for so long and for such a short period of time competing in that. Tons of festivals across the country. We're going to have them all posted on the new Burlesque 411 or the new Burlesque podcast site that just relaunched, which was why we didn't get up earlier, is because I was having problems with the site. So when you go there, it's a very generic site, but that's because it works, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. Oh, we'll still have, like, links to pictures and blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
I'll start making the posters again and all
so
that.
So we're very excited to have this all back up and running again. And I've been approached by a couple people who are interested in doing other podcasts about burlesque, and like I said to them, go for it. I'm excited. I think it's great. The more information that's out there, the better. I love competition. And yes, I would subscribe and listen to it. I subscribe to all of the other ones that are out there that are even, you know, kind of burlesque-y, kind of strippery, kind of sex industry, because it all crosses over. And again, the more information, the better. So we're excited.
You
about
got
that
your
too.
Penis in my burlesque.
Yay!
Wait,
no. That sounds dirty.
No.
In a fun sort of way, though.
Well, sorry, that was an inside joke. And that's really, really an inside joke. Sorry.
All right. Well, I think.
Yes.
Is there anything else we need to talk about right now?
I think that's what I have down for my little notes that I made.
And I think we've covered everything.
Literally Post-it notes. But next week, you think I think we're going
to. This will be up today. This one's live today. The next one should start next week, and then we'll probably be back live with some interviews again within the next month.
Maybe every other month.
Week we'll try to be live again with stuff that's going on. But we've got some great interviews in the can that we're going to finally get out to you, and we're going to have some new ones coming up as well. We've got some great performers from around the country coming into LA.
That's true.
Which we love having them in studio.
In this next episode, I talk about, I tease up a little bit about somebody that we'll have on hopefully soon.
Yes, I'm very excited.
You'll hear about it then. And thank you guys for being so patient.
And I
especially at Exotic World, everyone coming up to me, and I'm like, and I'm always kind of weird about, like, people coming up to me where I don't necessarily know them.
That faux celebrity thing is really weird when people walk up to you and they're like, hey, I heard you on the...
I truly am a faux celebrity.
I call it faux celebrity because, again,
it's true.
1,000 people in the burlesque community know who I am.
Exactly.
Outside of the burlesque community, people go, who's the old chick with her tits hanging out? You know, it's like... Do you know what I mean, though? It's they don't know you. They don't.
They said it to you.
Not you.
No.
I'm the old chick.
I'm not that old yet with the boobs.
So anyway.
Give me another 20 years and they'll be.
We appreciate you listening. Tell your friends about us. We're going to be back live again every week with a new podcast. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to getting emails and questions. Lily@burlesquepodcast.com and Chris@burlesquepodcast.com will both be available shortly. But
hooray.
For now, you can reach Chris at...
you can find me at...
email him at...
NoFiMag@hotmail.com. I take that back.
Actually,
this is a much better one for all you guys because that's my generic one. BeyondPhoto@hotmail.com.
BeyondPhoto@hotmail.com because he still thinks it's the 80s and Hotmail is cool. And I joke about that because
Hotmail
is never cool.
I always give everybody else the at whatever the site is, and I never give them to myself. I don't know why.
Make you use your actual email address.
Okay, there you go.
So that's your public one, which is Chris Beyond. And then you can always reach me at Lily@burlesque411.com right now. I hope to see you at a burlesque show somewhere across the country and keep coming out and supporting the live entertainment.
Give us lingering hugs at shows.
Absolutely.
Just 2 seconds more than it should be.
And as always, if you're a performer and you're coming to LA, please email me. We have a stage and we love to host out-of-town talent. I'll even put you up on my couch, possibly. So.
Ooh.
I know.
Oh.
Not you.
Sorry.
Them.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.